Insomnia is a new film based on the 1997 Norwegian film of the same name. The remake stars Oscar winners Al Pacino, Robin Williams, and Hilary Swank. It's directed by Christopher Nolan, who made Memento. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
Last year, filmmaker Christopher Nolan surprised the world with Memento, which forced both the audience and its hero to piece together its story as if it were a shattered mirror. The movie became a cult hit, to some an obsession, and its success raised the question of what Nolan could possibly do next. Would he make another offbeat independent movie, or would he, as the saying has it, go Hollywood? Turns out, he's done a bit of both in Insomnia, an enjoyable big-budget remake of a small, creepy Norwegian thriller about a tormented policeman. It stars Al Pacino as Will Dormer, a famous LAPD detective who's been sent with his partner, that's Martin Donovan, to the Alaskan backwater of Nightmute to help solve the murder of a teenage girl. Although he's greeted worshipfully by an eager young cop played by Hilary Swank, who's looser here than she's been since winning her Oscar, Dormer is not a happy man. He's worried about an internal affairs investigation back home, and assailed by a sense of comic justice that eats at his liver like a buzzard. His mood only gets bleaker when, staking out a suspect, he makes a terrible mistake with fatal consequences. Trying to cover it up, Dormer suddenly finds himself playing cat and mouse with a psycho named Walter Finch, played by Robin Williams, who, in a touch that recalls Strangers on a Train, insists that they're two of a kind. Dormer isn't buying it, but stewing in guilt and utterly unable to sleep, you see the summer sun shines in Nightmute 23 hours a day, he sinks into a profound exhaustion. The only thing that keeps him going is his dedication to nailing bad guys. Here, he gives the local cops a lesson in how to look at a dead body.
No fibers, flakes, hairs?
We know about forensics work up here. I told you, body gave us nothing.
Oh, she gave us plenty. All this trouble, all this care. Why?
He knew her.
He knows we can connect him to her.
This isn't some random psycho crime of passion.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. But whatever happened, his reaction to it wasn't passionate. He didn't panic, didn't chop her up or burn her beyond recognition. He just thought about what we would be looking for and then calmly removed all those traces. No haste, no rush.
Why would he clip the nails after scrubbing them?
Yeah, manipulating the body, prolonging the moment.
No mutilation.
Not this time.
You think there's been others?
No. But there's gonna be. This guy, he crossed the line, and he didn't even blink. You don't come back from that.
Although Insomnia comes burnished with a Hollywood sheen, it's careful to preserve what made the Norwegian film worth adapting in the first place, its psychological twists and sense of moral unease. Still, I suspect that fans of Memento may well be disappointed, for this is a very straightforward thriller. No one will feel the need to see this one twice. It's not that Nolan's sold out or been crushed by the studios, but that finally, he's a less distinctive talent than Memento's time gimmicks made him appear. At bottom, he's not so much an idiosyncratic artist like David Lynch as a kindred spirit of director Steven Soderbergh, an old-style Hollywood director with a knack for making entertainments geared to an intelligent audience. In particular, he's terrific with actors. And he needed to be, for the pairing of Al Pacino and Robin Williams could have easily turned into a WWF bout of overacting. After all, both men's default setting is too much. But not here. Nolan wins a memorably melancholy turn from Pacino, that icon of angst, who wanders through the film with the ravaged, vainglorious grandeur of an ancient Roman ruin. His world-weary eyes make Insomnia the merest of formalities. The movie also boasts an unexpectedly muted performance from Williams, whose increasingly crumpled face makes Robert Altman's long-ago casting of him as Popeye look positively visionary. As Finch, he's finally figured out how to play normal. He actually appears saner than Dormer. And the great joke is that here he's playing a murderer. Still, the casting is curious. Why hire Robin Williams to play a down-to-earth-seeming guy when hundreds of other actors can do that without breaking a sweat? And if you do cast him as a psycho killer doppelganger, why not unleash him and get the benefit of his improvisational glee? The answer, I think, is that Insomnia aspires to be more than just fun. For this isn't really a movie about a cop solving a crime. We know who did it early on. It's about a detective who starts out investigating a murder and then winds up confronting his own guilty soul. And in that way, it's a natural follow-up to Memento. Indeed, if you look beyond the glossy production values and the big-name stars, you see that Nolan's still exploring the preoccupations of his earlier film. There's a hero who's in a state of psychological distress. There's the shared guilt of the wicked and the seemingly innocent. And there's the inescapable awareness that the past is often more alive than the present. Nolan never tires of reminding us that memory can be as treacherous as quicksand, which is enough to keep anyone awake at night.
John Powers is executive editor and media columnist for LA Weekly.